www.thebigfootshow.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of tonight's program. And also want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. If you like what you've been hearing tonight, or if you like what we do every single night of the week here on Free Talk Live, not we as in me and Mark, we as in all the wonderful co-hosts and Ian, the normal host of Free Talk Live, you can say thank you to Free Talk Live.
You think Ian's normal?
I guess it depends on who you ask, but he is normally the host of Free Talk Live.
He's number in the number one chair. I think that all three of us are hosts of
Free
Talk Live.
I agree. So if you like what Free Talk Live does, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com for a really easy way to thank the program for what they do. And basically the way it works is when you enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's...
Shop.freetalklive, yeah.
Yes, when you enter, it'll take you to Amazon. And it's a portal from Free Talk Live's referral link to go to Amazon.com. There you can do your normal shopping and buy the things that you buy online through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a small referral fee from whatever you purchase. So thank you in advance for that. We really appreciate it. All right, Mark. You know, we're starting off the third hour of the show, and we were talking a little bit in the second hour about, crimes, you know, restitution. And one of those things that I think people who like liberty generally consider a crime or a cardinal sin, if you could call it that, is fraud, right? Force and fraud
right.
are like the big no-nos according to the non-aggression principle, which we all really like. So there's been someone who I don't think cares at all about the non-aggression principle because he is a politician who has done
I don't think
that
that's necessarily the conclusion one can draw, but one can just look at his voting record and see that he cares nothing about the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, I doubt he even knows what that is or has thought really about philosophy in his life, but I don't know, maybe I'm being too harsh of a judge.
Machiavelli was a philosopher.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So anyway, we're talking about Paul Ryan, who's Mitt Romney's running mate.
That's correct.
I try as hard as I can to just be completely cut off from the world of politics.
You picked the wrong career.
Well, I think we can still talk about issues, and I don't have to spend hours combing over political news that I hate and that makes me feel sad and depressed, right? And I can have a reasonably good discussion about an issue or an idea without knowing all the dirty details of what politicians are doing.
I think issues are far more interesting than politicians. Politicians are just the names change, but the dirty scoundrels pretty much stay the same. I mean, you know, it's just it's a different dirty scoundrel. And
right. Maybe we shouldn't even bother saying who this is, but maybe it doesn't even matter. But there is a prominent politician who basically boasted about running a marathon in a pretty good time, which was, under 3 hours? And just to put it in perspective, 4 hours is a pretty good marathon, right? 2 hours, that's getting to the limit of, the top athletes in the world.
Has anybody gone below 2 hours?
2.5 maybe is one of the fastest, I think.
Yeah, I can't. I'd have to look, and I haven't looked.
Yeah.
But a 2-hour marathon, I don't think it's going to be done. But you know, obviously,
I don't know. Some of these athletes from, especially the Kenyan athletes, are really talented at running marathons. But
they seem to have
not
some,
that where you're born makes any difference. I just remember
I think it's programs that they participate in, probably to some extent. And I do think that someone's physique. Okay, so ethnicity can play into physical roles. Tutsis are known for being the tallest group of people, and pygmies.
It's hard to define a Tutsi, right? Isn't there there's no real genetic test or anything, right? How do you know what a Tutsi is? That's what I'm saying.
Sure. I mean, if you go to the place where the Tutsis are and you see a lot of tall people, then you probably, that's where the Tutsis are.
Yeah, and no doubt it's an advantage to be tall.
They're going to have, a bunch of short people, and there you go. So.
Yeah, and if you're running a marathon, it makes sense that if you're taller and lighter, then you'll have an advantage, and you have good stamina with running long distances. But
genetics matter in athletics, and I wouldn't want to make it seem like I didn't believe that truth. But, you know, nonetheless, Paul Ryan has said that he has run a sub 3 minute mile, or 3 minute, excuse me, marathon, or sub 3 hour marathon.
By the way, the fastest marathon, sorry, Mark, the fastest marathon, it was 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds by Jeffrey Mutai.
I guess somebody's going to break it then, aren't they? Somebody's going to go faster, 4 minutes faster than that.
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, I mean, that's, he's booking it. Like, that's really fast. That's some 5 minute miles, right?
I'm stunned. I don't know how fast it is. It's really fast.
Yeah. I mean, two hours is a great time for a half marathon, you know? But he's doing that twice.
It sure is.
So, anyway, but apparently this politician claimed, made a pretty extraordinary claim that he ran a marathon in less than 3 hours.
That's correct. And he said,
and it
Ryan
was
last week told
Focus.
Hugh Hewitt on his show that he had run a marathon under 3 hours in the high twos. It had an 2 hour and 50-something. And even for somebody who's hyper-fit like Ryan, a sub-3 is a substantial accomplishment, requiring a runner to average under 7 minute miles, a pace almost that most recreational runners can't even hold for a mile or two.
Very fast, yeah.
And actually, they researched it in 1990 when he ran his marathon. And, you know, I would be prefacing it, any statement about my marathon running abilities that were, you know, that it's more than 20 years ago. but anyway, that the statement was is that the race lists Ryan's finish at 4 hours, 1 minute, and 25 seconds.
That's still not bad, but it's not what
he
said.
It's great.
Right?
And what I wonder to myself is this a sort of a – this is really going to matter to the people that it matters to. I don't think that this is that big of a lie in the area of politicians telling lies.
Yeah, what about all the other things that they lie about all the time? And what about the acts that they do, you know, taking people's money against their will, starting these wars around the world? You know, we're just talking about drone strikes.
Those things don't seem to matter. I mean,
yeah, I wonder why, though. I mean, I guess people just don't want to think
about it. When Obama says
that
he was going to create more transparency in America, and he didn't, and he is, in fact, the least transparent of all presidents that in modern history, and has been the far worst when it comes to whistleblowers, no one on the Democratic side seems to care because they're so worried about the Republicans. But I guess my question is this. This is truly going to matter to the individuals in that run marathons, and there's a lot of them out there. This is, you know, this is a kind of nasty lie that people would, you know, that people are really going to find distasteful that run these marathons. And will that matter, or will it just be kind of brushed under the rug? I mean, because I kind of feel like when disreputable behavior among politicians is kind of funny. You know, John Edwards is a politician, and that's synonymous with a liar and a thief. But when he cheats on his wife with cancer with some other lady, it ends his political career.
Yeah.
So, or, but, and frankly,
yeah,
I don't
so
know
why didn't the things that he actually did while he was being a politician, like his job, the things that were in his job description, why didn't that set off people's red flags, you know? Why does it take a personal infidelity or an affair to make people dislike him? I just don't get it. I agree with you that it's complete. The focus is like a little bit off from maybe where it should
be. A little, but
it's way off.
It's just what the expectations that people have of politicians. The expectations that people have of politicians are very low. But I guess they're supposed to tell the truth about everything in their private lives. But once they get into their public lives, the expectation is that they'll tell all kinds of lies and make all kinds of deals and, you know, the sort of dirty backroom log rolling and back scratching that goes on in Washington. So
if this kind of thing is nothing new, why do people still keep like obsessing over politics and thinking that politicians can save them and participating in politics? I just don't.
Do you think that people think that politicians can save them?
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people thought that about Obama, right? Especially before he got elected,
maybe
right?
You're right.
I think maybe people still think that about him.
Yeah, to some extent, Obama had the sort of savior meme going on, and I think that
people had that about Ron Paul too. And I mean, yeah, maybe he had a lot more ideas that people like us would agree with than a politician like Obama or Romney, but
well,
he's
Ron
not going to save you.
Decades of you know, of votes that you could look at. I mean, this was a guy that didn't compromise.
But he didn't
his
save
principles.
Anybody, and he's not Jesus.
He didn't
not
have the opportunity to, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he even could have if he did, right? I
he
mean,
could pardon drug users. You'd darn sure feel safe if you were in prison for 20 years for a marijuana charge, and
yeah,
you got
fair
let
enough.
Out.
But, okay, anyway, but, well, what about the rest of them, though? I mean, why do people still think they're going to be saved by politicians?
Hard to say.
If you do, if you believe that, please let us know at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Which politician's going to save you, or are none of them? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 with your thoughts about anything that's on your mind this evening. Also want to let you know about amp.freetalklive.com, which is a little more it's a way to support Free Talk Live for a very reasonable rate. Just $3 a month can help us grow Free Talk Live, spread the message to more people. If you like what we're doing, it's a great use of your dollar for liberty. And you also get perks like a commercial-free podcast. So if that's not enough, the ideological convictions are not enough to motivate you to amp, you can also get access to the commercial-free podcast, which a lot of people really enjoy.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, the best place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the name brands at the lowest prices you're going to be able to find on the Internet. Now, you shouldn't take my word for it. You should do some comparison shopping. If you're an outdoors enthusiast, you need to know that this is a true statement, but I believe it is. All my experience points to, yes, ManVenture Outpost has knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all kinds of camping gear, the name brands at the lowest prices, and they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And with the coupon code FTL, you can get an additional 5% off. That's basically like getting your shipping free. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about this pot smoker who got caught by a facial recognition camera. Can you tell me more about that?
I don't know that it's a facial recognition camera.
It sounds so fancy in the description, but right. you say it's just a plain old camera?
ClickOrlando.com reports. I've read the story. I haven't gotten any indication that this is anything but a series of cameras about the city. Orlando's Iris cameras, and this is an acronym because it's all spelled in capital letters. Either that or they're yelling it, right? Oh. Iris! Cameras help nab.
Okay, you read this to me. It really sounded like it was some high tech thing that scans your iris, but it's just that's the name of the company or something, or the acronym of whatever it stands for.
Yeah, nabbed in a suspected pot smoker. It says
misleading.
Here, 29-year-old Orlando man was arrested on suspicion of smoking pot and swallowing the joint after he was spotted with marijuana in the city's video camera system, known as Iris. This guy was arrested.
Really badass, you know. They're just pumping themselves up as usual.
He was arrested by the Orlando police on charges of possession of cannabis, less than 20 grams, and tampering with physical evidence. According to the arrest affidavit, the Orlando police sergeant was using the innovative response to improve safety. That's Iris. Camera to monitor.
Gag me with a spoon.
South Terry Avenue and West South Street, an area known for drug activity, spotted three men possibly smoking marijuana. Officers approached the men, and this guy turned his back and appeared to put the blunt in his mouth. The arrest affidavit stated Haywood was handcuffed and ordered to open his mouth, but refused. So the officer tried for 30 seconds to use pressure points in his jaw to open his mouth. The officer said he swallowed the joint during the incident, and marijuana could be smelled on him, the report stated. The officer said that they noticed a green leafy substance, which they described as unburned cannabis leaf, on his teeth, according to the affidavit, and he was arrested, taken to jail, and two other men were not arrested, according to the police. And so what I find very interesting here is that they don't have any evidence.
Yeah, they couldn't produce it. Well, did they actually have the green leafy substance that they scraped off of his teeth? Or
if they did, like that's an important piece of evidence. Let's find out whether or not this is marijuana.
Not that this should be any kind of a crime in the first place. I'm just entertaining the notion that they didn't have any evidence.
By all appearances, they had no evidence to to really support that this guy. I mean, a guy turns his back and swallows a cigarette in front of police.
Yeah.
So that's immediately cause. I mean, I guess it's cause for suspicion, but I don't think he should have necessarily been arrested.
And
scrape his teeth, take the stuff, and then, if you find out that it's marijuana after spending tens of thousands of my taxpaying dollars on this pointless activity and wasting time and trying to justify your senseless jobs, then you can find out that he's guilty of it and you put an arrest warrant out rather than throwing him in jail. Because I just think that this is a silly, silly thing to put somebody in jail for, and this is what these cameras are being used for.
That's the point that I wanted to touch on was, these cameras are billed as some kind of a public safety thing, right? Like, they're to prevent murders and robberies and stuff like that. At least, I mean, I know in the UK, I didn't know that they actually had them in Florida now, which is kind of creepy, but in the UK, where they're everywhere,
they're
on the streets,
in Chicago, too.
Yeah, and Chicago
America
has those microphones,
your government is watching you through cameras. Just like 1984 said.
Well, actually, our audience is watching us through a camera, but that's consensual.
It's voluntary. We put the camera up there so people can watch if that's what they want to do. That's cam.freetalklive.com. You can
right.
participate in the chat room also.
Returning to that point about the cameras, they were not, like, sold to the people as something that would help catch pot smokers, right? There must have been no violent crimes going on in the entire city. If the cops were just sitting there, oh, somebody's smoking pot, let's go get him. They must have had nothing else to do, right? Why is that their top priority?
They're probably in that neighborhood, and they were directed there by the camera people. And I think the suggestion is that if you stop small crimes, then you won't have large crimes. But the reason that these neighborhoods likely have higher crime rates is because of the war on drugs in the first place. Because of the war on drugs. Because these people in these neighborhoods will often come to the conclusion the best way for me to get wealthy is to sell drugs because they are, you know, they you can make so much money doing so. Well, if the drugs were legal and they were sold at the drugstore, there's really no evidence that they wouldn't just cost the amount that a bottle of aspirin costs. Or, I mean, a pack of cigarettes is more than half taxes, so you really can't say a pack of cigarettes. But, you know, if marijuana was legal, this would have never happened, and they would have never been hassling this guy, and the Fourth Amendment would have never been besmirched in the way that it was. And it's sad that Americans just let their rights slip away in this way.
Well, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have a good answer to that question. I mean, I wouldn't want to blame people for, like, relinquishing their rights because I don't think they've had much of a choice, really.
I can't say. I think it's just, you know, it's a sad statement about the state of things in this country that so many people will cheer this on. Oh, yay! Cameras, as if they weren't warned by, Orwell in the first place, as if the warnings didn't exist, you know, well, cameras are a great way to, for us to secure our freedoms, you know, and of course, you know, freedom is slavery.
Let's go to Ed. He's waiting on the phone lines. He wants to talk about the candy bar incident. Ed, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to punish somebody, too.
Uh-oh.
No punishing, Ed.
Get out of the way. Go ahead, Ed.
What is all this punishment stuff? But, all right, we've already talked about that. Hey, Mark, this leads me right into the the war on drugs. Have y'all seen this new movie coming out, The House I Live In?
No.
By Eugene Jarecki. I think he wrote Reagan and something about Kissinger. But it says the war on drugs has been a national vernacular for so long that it seems old-fashioned. Eugene Jarecki's Sundance-winning documentary, The House I Live In, unravels that overused term and his approach is exhausted and sometimes overbearingly detailed.
Ed, I want to hear more about this. If you wouldn't mind, please hold that thought. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to tell us what your experiences have been with the war on drugs or if you've ever been caught by one of these cameras, that would be really creepy but also really interesting to hear about at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number you can call if you want to talk to us tonight. 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind. And we've been talking with Ed about the war on drugs. Ed, are you back with us?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey. You know, Ed, I looked up this documentary that you mentioned called The House That I Live In over the last break, and I found that there was a Frank Sinatra film. It's like a 10-minute short. That, I assume, is not the one you were referring to. There's also a 2012 edition of The House I Live In, which is a investigative look at America's war on drugs and its impact on the criminal justice system. But I think Mark had something he wanted to get in here real quick.
Yeah, real quick, I want to tell you about BitInstant.com. It is a website that you can go to procure Bitcoins. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, go to weusecoins.org. They're a peer-to-peer open source currency that's gaining popularity and value on the internet, and BitInstant makes it easy for you to get your Bitcoins. It's the fastest and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. So it's BitInstant.com, and you can make deposits at more than 750,000 locations around the world. BitInstant.com.
Cool. All right. Well, go ahead, Ed, with your thoughts on this documentary.
I missed a lot of the show at first, but you know, you were talking about, I heard something about a candy bar or something being sold. Can you tell me real quick what that is?
Yes. We had a caller, Barry, called in, and he was referencing something that I guess they discussed on the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live this week, which was that there was a homeless guy who stole a couple candy bars from somebody, I guess maybe a somewhere where they sell candy bars, and he was convicted of theft, and he got 180 days in jail and a $500 fine for stealing these candy bars, which were worth like $2. And I don't want to put words on their mouth. You can go back and listen to the archive, of course, right there on freetalklive.com. But apparently the Friday night hosts were saying that you know, this is way too harsh of a sentence. You know, why?
It seems like cruel and unusual punishment to me, which the founding fathers were very clear is not a good thing.
Yeah, why not just have this guy restitute?
Why didn't somebody, if I'd have worked there, I'd have just bought the candy bars. I'd have said, hey, he ain't going to jail. Here they are. Here's the money. Or I'd tell the guy, if they, did you say he does this regular or often?
He had done it once before, and he was already on probation for some other instance of theft.
Okay. Yeah, I think that... say, hey, you don't have to steal anything. You want a couple of things? Here you go. I'll buy it for you. Okay,
well,
okay. Now I'm going to tell
problem...
you all
wait,
the drugs that happened to me.
Ed, well, before you go on and tell your story, and I'm, you know, I want to hear it. What I'd be concerned with if I worked as a clerk is if, you know, would this word spread around the homeless community, because that's what this guy was, and would everybody come in there for free candy bars? Pretty soon, the $9 an hour I'm making sitting behind the counter playing target for the next guy who wants to come in and rob that place is going to be eaten up by people who want free candy bars.
Hey, what they're probably going to say is, if you rob any store, don't rob that one. That guy will buy you a candy bar.
Oh, I don't think the homeless people are robbing stores.
No, they're not. I'm just saying it. Hey, but hey, Mark, let me get into this, though.
Go ahead.
You don't believe what happened to me when I, this was about 30 years ago. It was a drug deal hoax. These four black guys came up to the park where we all hung out, talking about they had some real good weed, which they did. Anyway, you know, I didn't know better. I got in the car with these cats because I knew this black club owner, and I told him we were going there. These dudes kidnapped me and took me 30 miles to the Mississippi River and told me I was going to end up in there.
Oh, my.
That's it. They had guns, knives. Anyway, I tried to get out a few times, and, of course, I couldn't get out, and they started hitting me and stuff. But anyway, they took me up to the river, and what I told them, and I don't know if this saved me or not, but I said, hey, before I got in this car, also I said this. I said, look, if you just let me out right now, I'll just get out and go on and nothing to come of this. But they didn't anyway. So they pulled their guns and knives and stuff on me, and I said, look, I don't have any money. And I forgot what I was going to say, something else on that. But
well, were you going to make a point about you know, what occurred on the way out? I mean, you know, this seems like a really scary situation.
Yeah,
what
was.
Did you
it
say?
Scared me a little bit.
Why,
hey,
a little bit? How did you? Why did you live?
Well, listen, you're not going to believe this. They told me to take off my shirt. Here are four dudes, black dudes. And listen, I've come to find out two or three of them had already escaped from prison, and they had robbed like 15 stores across these counties here. But anyway, this guy said, take your shirt off. And, you know, I was thinking they were going to do something sexual or something to me. You know what I told them? I ain't taking anything off.
Uh-huh.
And they popped me upside the head a few times, so I took my shirt off, took my pants off, and they were, you know, they thought I had money. But anyway, listen to this. I could go on. I'm going to keep going. But anyway, we end up going to court, and guess what I told them, Stephanie?
Wait, how did you get out of that? What did you say to them?
Oh, they let me go. Oh, yeah, oh, that's what I forgot to tell you. Oh, I told them, I said, look, before I got in this car, this license plate number, I gave it to four or five of my friends just in case something like this might happen. So we do have your license number, and I don't know if that did it. It never came out in court, but listen. We went to court.
And was that true? Did you really?
Yeah, here's what they told me, Stephanie. They lined, they all four of them got in front of me. Because believe it or not, I was kind of fighting them off a little bit. I almost got the gun. Matter of fact, and it kind of scared them. But anyway, I got out of that. But, of course, they got me in the end. And anyway, it was all four of them standing up there. And he just said, take off running. And I did. Listen, this is court. I could prove it. This is court documented.
So let me get this straight. Did you take off? Before you go on, hey, Ed, did you take off running in your underpants? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Wow.
Good story. Go ahead.
Amazing story.
Mark, don't you be laughing.
He almost died, Mark.
No,
it's a funny story.
All right, listen to this, Stephanie. We got to court, and what do you think I told him?
I'm very interested.
I said, hey, they didn't hurt me too bad. They didn't kill me. Let them all go. Listen to this.
Oh,
I said, let them all go. They declared me. Listen, it happened to me. They declared me a hostile witness.
Wow. So unbelievable.
So I'm kind of curious
let
here.
Let them all go.
Ed, I mean, these guys could very well have killed you and put you at the bottom of the Mississippi River, right?
Yeah, but they didn't.
But they didn't.
They didn't. They didn't.
And I said, let them go.
If it hadn't have been you, that may very well have been somebody else that they put at the bottom of the Mississippi River. And don't you, to some extent, aren't you protecting the other people in the future that these guys might hurt, joint or severally, by you know, saying, yeah, I think these guys need to go to jail for a little while.
Well, they did go to jail. One of them passed out. You know, I said, hey, I said, let them all go.
What do you mean passed out?
One, when they gave him the Senate, one of them got 7 years. He took it to court, and others, I think, ratted on him and all. But like I said, the more I thought about it, I said, hey, man, let all them dudes go. And this guy got 8 years, and he collapsed right there in the courtroom. But, hey,
wow.
But Mark, listen, they did.
I've seen a lot of people get a lot more time than 8 years for doing something a lot less than that.
Yeah. Well, this was back, like I said, 30 years ago.
Amazing, Ed. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm fascinated by that story.
All right. Just let them go. Quit punishing.
Yeah, that's your motto. Let them go.
You know, I really wonder about, you know, in certain circumstances, it seems like the moral thing to do to have people have consequences for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
I think those consequences need to be the right thing, and I think they need to make the victim whole as best possible. But
so in that case, Ed didn't want anything, I guess, from those people.
Yeah. And I guess this is one of the reasons why the government has picked up, has changed their system for charging people. Because now, as a victim, you really don't have any say as far as dropping the charges or something like that. I mean, people will often say, well, the victim dropped the charges. Yeah, in 1936, they might have dropped the charges, but they're not dropping the charges in the lifetime of anybody who's running around listening to this show. It's very unlikely that, because there was some shift at some point in criminal law where people bring charges of against someone, criminal or otherwise, and the state would essentially prosecute. Now the state just does the prosecution of whatever it is, and the victim, as evidenced by this story,
yep,
it doesn't really matter what the victim has to say.
Yeah, I know. That bothers me about the whole so-called justice system. I think it should be relevant what the victim actually wants.
It does seem like there should be some level of relevance. I question his judgment on this, but I think that what Ed wanted is relevant.
Yeah. Well, tell us what you think. Has anything like that ever happened to you? Have you been kidnapped and been let go? Meantime, I think we're going to get into, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Stay tuned.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Heuer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of the live Sunday edition tonight with Stephanie.
And Mark.
But there's still time to get your thoughts in if you'd like to comment tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking a lot tonight about sort of crime and punishment. So if you want to get a comment in on that, I'd be interested to hear it.
If you're looking to start a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've gone over there and I've made a will. And they do all kinds of legal documents there, whether there's patents or wills or trademarks or incorporation, LLCs, living trusts, whatever it is that you need to do to protect yourself and your family, LegalZoom.com makes it significantly easier with common legal documents that people trust. Fortune magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. And you can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order, LegalZoom.com.
All right, Mark. We've talked a lot tonight about the sort of so-called justice system, right, which focuses a lot on punishment and not so much on restitution, and can have sort of large differences between sort of like the severity of the crime and the degree of so-called punishment, right? But I wanted to talk about this story with you. This is like almost unbelievable how unfair this seems. And I think that's why there's a petition going around about this on change.org.
I get change.org too. Mm-hmm. And change.org has some really great petitions and then some really crappy ones.
I absolutely agree. I do not sign all of the petitions I see there. But in this case, it seems legit. And then I also checked out the Wikipedia article about this gentleman. And I think it's worth sharing with the listeners. So here we go from change.org. Ryan Joseph Hall was, he was born in 1982, so he's about 30 years old, was convicted in 2004 of first degree murder for not killing anyone. He lent his Chevrolet Metro to a friend, William Allen Jr., who used the car to drive others to a house in order to commit a burglary, during which a murder was committed. So he lent his friend a car. His friend drove to another house intending to commit a burglary and ended up murdering somebody.
This is what they call felony one murder. And the suggestion is that if you in some way participate in a crime, a felony, that results in the death of a person, that you are then subject to whatever the penalty is for first-degree murder.
Oh,
and
I see.
Think it's very interesting, because consider what second-degree murder is. Second-degree murder is, you and a person get into a fight in a parking lot, and you kill that person in that fight. So you had no intention at that point to kill that person, but you, in this case, you have the intention of committing the crime, so they consider that committing the crime is therefore forethought for committing the murder.
Yep.
When you're talking about burglary of a dwelling, it's difficult to know whether or not somebody had the expectation that somebody would be in that house.
I think from the Wikipedia article that I read, so the person who did the murder used the car to drop off three people at the house of a known drug dealer, where they removed a safe containing a pound of marijuana and about $1,400. And then during the burglary,
more victims of the drug war.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. During the burglary, one of the men who was in this car used a shotgun he had found in the house to bludgeon to death the drug dealer's 18-year-old daughter.
And, oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds pretty violent and horrible.
Well, yeah.
However, the person...
people removed from the guy who owns the car.
Yeah, exactly.
So the guy who owns the car loans the car to a guy who's going to drive those people to a burglary.
Yeah.
We don't know whether or not he knew that the burglary was going to go on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to assume that he did. So he loans the car for the purpose of driving people to a burglary. And then somebody, one of the burglars, not the driver of the car, not the person to whom the owner lent the car... then bludgeons somebody to death, in a disgusting manner in this robbery.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows what he knew about this? Like, this story
this
is saying
that...
it
doesn't sound like a burglary. It sounds like almost a home invasion. But okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They took some drugs and money. And, yeah, maybe it was planned and orchestrated. I don't really know.
There are different levels of burglary, and this seems to reach the highest level of them, which would be armed burglary of an occupied dwelling.
Yeah.
Which is basically home invasion.
But I mean, what did this guy know about it? And is life in prison without parole an appropriate response to this act of loaning somebody else a car?
You know, I think that it's reprehensible to loan one's car to somebody who thinks who's going to go and commit a burglary with it. But I think that these felony one murder charges often result in long sentences for people that don't need them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to prison, and that was for murder, and it was a felony one murder situation.
Yeah.
You know, I went somewhere to do a drug deal. I had no expectation that anybody was going to die. They did, and there you go.
Yeah.
You've got a felony one murder situation.
Yeah.
And what does it do for anyone? Does it make the world better? In what way? I mean, they had to house me for 8 years until I was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But they had to house me for 8 years, and they had to feed me for that period of time. Would I have gone and done other horrifying things? Would 1 year have sufficed instead of eight? You know, it's difficult to know all these things, and I think that the system is incentivized to incarcerate.
Definitely.
The government makes money from taxpayers by incarcerating people. They grow bigger. They grow more powerful. Government's all about mission creep and growth, and this is just one more area where they're growing, and I think that this is... It seems to me in this situation that no one... What is this, Georgia, is that right?
Florida.
No one in Florida is being served by keeping this person incarcerated.
I agree. In a 2007 interview with the New York Times, Holly said, "I honestly thought they were going to get food," adding that when they actually mentioned what was going on, "I thought it was a joke." He explained that he was naive, had been drinking all night, and he didn't understand what was going on, and had lent his car to Allen countless times before.
So that doesn't sound to me like... then I don't think that they even have a case at that point.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you that the chances of being found not guilty at a trial, from arrest through completion, are less than 0.25%.
Wow.
To be found not guilty.
Well, he did get offered a plea deal, but he refused it.
But he believed innocent. Himself to be innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are the people that take their cases to trial. But 60% of people that actually make it all the way to trial, and more than 99% of cases,
and don't plea out,
end up before trial because they're plea bargains and things, and charges being dropped or something like that. But more than 60% of felonies are found guilty. And one has to, one really has to wonder. I mean, are the cops and the prosecutors that efficient? Are they that good at their job that they know with, more than 99% accuracy who's guilty? You would think the juries would side on a larger basis with the defendants. These are the people that made it through. The 1% that made it through, fewer than 1%, the gauntlet of the criminal justice system and these plea bargains and all these things, and finally made it to a jury. But no, they find them guilty on far greater than 50-50%.
Yeah.
And that to me, it's scary. It's
yes.
more of a study in human behavior in juries
yeah.
than it is a way to find guilt or innocence. And I'm, I am often stupefied by this. And, what are you going to do about
it? The unjust nature, right, of the so-called justice system, right?
The first thing I think that one can do with the justice system is outlaw plea bargains. Plea bargains only help two people. They help guilty criminals.
And prosecutors.
You know who wants to help those. And government bureaucrats that are paid to do a job. If there's so much crime out there that we need more prosecutors and more judges and more of these things, then I suppose you need to do that. But I think that, in fact, what we need is fewer laws.
Sure. Let's go real quick here to the phones. Let's talk to Sonny in Tampa, Florida. Sonny, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Quick. You got about a minute.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I was listening to what you guys were talking about, and I just wanted to say that, this is drug-related, not so much what you guys were talking about with murder and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There is a movie out in theaters called Lawless, and I think it really shows how prohibition does not work at all. And I mean,
I've never seen this movie.
It's
Have
brand
you
new.
Okay.
It's actually based on a true story, and it's really, really good movie. And it actually talks about the alcohol prohibition and about a couple brothers from some county in Georgia and how they were...
Country gangsters.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you could call them that, but I got to tell you, once prohibition was over, they were more like good members of society. So.
Sure. And this is the truth. This would likely be the truth with a lot of drug dealers out there. All drug dealers are currently people trying to fill a niche in the marketplace. I mean,
right.
Yeah, in some cases they have to provide protection for themselves, and that's only because society won't provide them protection.
And I wouldn't mind sharing a really short personal story with you guys.
You won't be doing that tonight.
Yeah, Sonny,
if you
could call back, we're out of time here. Thanks so much for the call. This has been Free Talk Live with Stephanie.
And Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. Go there. You can hear the show playing over again and all kinds of cool features. We'll be back, or Ian will be back, and you, Mark, in 21 hours. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.